This story may not be suitable for young children.
I think something's happened to my friend. Erin used to be so happy and bubbly. Now she's quiet all the time.
Maybe your friend is in trouble. Better tell a grown-up what's going on. Thank you for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's get started. One time, I had a friend who was going through a lot at home. I didn't know everything that was happening, but I did know that somehow she was being hurt by an adult, and that made her act differently at school. Thankfully, my friend was brave enough to tell her mom and dad what was going on so they could help. Our story today is called A Heavy Burden. Jade kicked pebbles out of her path as she walked home from school, wondering what she should do. "I'm going to tell Mom," she finally decided. When she got home, Jade approached her mother. "Mom, I have to tell you something."
"Okay, honey," said Mom. "Is something wrong?"
"Well, it's Erin."
Once Jade got started, the words just tumbled out.
"Ever since her uncle moved in with her and her parents, she's been acting strange. She used to be really bubbly and outgoing, but now she hardly talks to anyone. And she doesn't seem to ever want to go home after school. I've seen her doing homework at the park some days. I think it might be because she doesn't want to be alone with her uncle before her parents get home from work."
Jade stopped and took a big gulp of air.
I think he might be doing bad stuff to her when he gets her alone."
Tears welled up in Jade's eyes.
"I don't know for sure. She hasn't said anything. But I've noticed some bruises on her arms, and she never has a good answer for how she gets them."
Mom looked very serious. "You were right to tell me," she said, putting an arm around Jade. "I'll go make some phone calls. If her uncle is doing something to her, he needs to be stopped."
"But what if Erin is afraid to tell anyone because her parents will think it's her fault?"
Jade asked tearfully.
"I don't want her to get in trouble."
"If Erin's parents find out her uncle has been hurting her, I'm sure they'll be very sad and angry, but not angry with her," said Mom. "Her uncle would be the one responsible. It's not Erin's fault at all." Mom gave Jade a hug. "Erin must feel like she's carrying a heavy burden, but with God's help and good friends like you supporting her, I know she can work through the difficulties that may still be ahead because of what happened. Jesus loves her so much, and he wants to take that heavy burden from her. He's put you and her parents and others in her life to love her and help her so she won't need to carry that burden alone anymore. Let's pray that Erin will look to Jesus for the love and help she needs too." Well, how about you? Has something bad happened to you that you need to discuss with someone? Do you feel guilty or upset about what happened? Don't keep it to yourself. Talk about it with a parent, a teacher, or another adult you trust so they can help. And talk to Jesus about it, too. He loves you so much that he took the burden of your sin on the cross, and he can handle any other burden you're carrying. Give your burden to him and trust him to provide help through those who care for you. Our key verse is Matthew 11:28.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
And our key thought for today, share your problems with God and an adult. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.